Blog Talk Radio.
Willie J. Vann Jr., bringing you greetings from the nation's capital,
Washington, D.C., the Northeast Corridor, to be specific. And as my brothers and sisters have been saying for the last couple of days, unmute D.C. We thank God for all that is going on. There is a campaign of Washingtonians who are now protesting against the silencing of go-go music, and go-go music being played in outdoor venues and out in the public. So we are supporting the cause that states unmute D.C. But tonight we are unmuting the Holy Spirit. We thank the Lord for you joining us here. We give God the honor and praise. We are so thankful that you have come to join us here this evening. We thank God. We give God the honor and praise for Omega Ministry Group working with us in association with Reconciliation Ministries. Well, as we always do, we understand the power of prayer. There is, as the word and as the saints used to say, little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. So if you'll gather with me and touch and agree in the spirit for as we go to the throne of grace. We thank you, Lord God. First of all, we want to show and tell you, we acknowledge the fact that we are grateful. We are grateful, Lord God, that you have decided to allow us just to come and spend another wonderful evening of conversation, of studying your word, of proclaiming your word, and teaching your word. Lord God, we are your ambassadors. We proclaim your message. We have the message of reconciliation, the good gospel, the good news, to say that, Lord Jesus, you are alive and doing well, and we all serve a wonderful Heavenly Father, and that the Holy Spirit is working through us. Lord God, we thank you for your love that has sustained us. We ask that you bless those who are mourning. Lord God, there are several people who I know that have recently lost their mother, and many more who have recently lost loved ones. Lord God, as you said in your word, we pray that you will comfort them, that blessed are those who mourn. Lord God, we thank you. We praise and understand that you are doing exactly what you want to do. Lord God, we pray that you will continue to have blessings upon us. Lord God, we don't tell you how to do it, but we just ask you to do it. Lord God, we thank you. We are so appreciative for who you are and what you do to us. Now, Lord God, allow your words to come forth with power, with authority. Lord God, let me speak your words and your words only, your thoughts and not my own. Lord God, I pray that this word would not go out void, but that it would be helpful, that it would be a blessing to someone, that it will challenge people, but that it will change people. Change to understand that you are alive, and that you are doing well, and you are sitting on a throne waiting for your son to come back for your people. Lord God, we thank you. We give you honor. We give you praise, for we praise your name. In the name of your son, who is our Savior, his name is Jesus the Christ, we all say amen. Amen. Well, again, we are so appreciative that you have decided to join us here for another wonderful night of Wednesday night blog talk. let me just say this and get this out of the way. This is about participation. If you have a question, if you have a comment, we ask you to please press 1. That will unmute your phone. Right now, your phone is muted. No one else can hear you. No one can hear you. But I have the authority to unmute your phone and then allow you to make your comment. I pray that your comment will be a blessing. I know it will. For those who are listening to the rebroadcast of this teaching tonight, if you have a question, if you have a comment, you can call me, you can email me at jvan91@yahoo.com. Again, JAYVANN91@yahoo.com. Amen. Well, now that we've gotten all the preliminaries out the way, let's go into tonight's lesson. Tonight, we want to talk about being successful, being a winner. There are several examples that we want to raise tonight. There are several concerns or issues, but I want to read into your hearing a portion of scripture. At your leisure, I would ask that you would read Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verses 17 through 30. Again, Matthew, chapter 19, verses 17 through 30. Let's pick up this pericope. There's so many areas where we can actually launch from, but let's launch from verse 30, and then let's back ourselves into this message, into tonight's lesson. Again, Matthew chapter 19, read 17 through 30. I'm reading verse 30. This is the NIV translation. It reads, "But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first." So, we read into your hearing verse 30, and the reason why, because we sort of, again, want to back up into this lesson plan or into this scripture tonight. Verse 30 concludes a conversation, or actually several conversations that Jesus has with various people. We first understand and know he is talking to his disciples and doing a teaching and talking about this young man and who is a rich young man. And it talks about verse 17, "Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied, there is no one." Well, I guess let's go all into, let's do this. There you go. have messed up this text. Verse 16. Jesus then came, just then a man came up to Jesus to ask, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life? What do you ask? Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied, "There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, keep the commandments." "Which one?" he inquired. Jesus replied, "You shall not murder. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." "All these I have kept," the young man said. "What do I lack?" Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. So we see that there is a young man who comes to question Jesus about having a relationship with him, and how do you gain entrance into heaven? It's mighty interesting that this young man would be concerned about not what's going on with him now, but what is going to happen to his soul in eternity. With that thought, it is imperative that we too think about how shall we live our lives, or where shall we live our lives in eternity? I mean, when you think about all that's going on today, and God is calling all of us to have some level of integrity that will give him honor. He is requiring us not to always seek after the riches of today's world, but to actually look at what can we do to better ourselves and better others. So many times we get caught up in looking at what's in front of us, or we get caught up in what's the immediate thing, not understanding that it is those things that are eternal that will last forever. I was thinking as I was thinking about today's lesson, and I heard about Magic Johnson retiring or leaving the LA Lakers from being the president of the LA Lakers, the GM rather, I apologize. And he didn't give an explanation or any real reason, but he just said, "I'm done." Now, here's a man who is an NBA All-Star, without a doubt, who is probably undoubtedly in the top five. Easily of the greatest basketball players, easily in the top five. If not in the top five, then definitely in the top 10 to ever play the game of basketball. And we see that this is a man who has fought many fights, who has fought many obstacles, who was at one time diagnosed with HIV, and by overcoming all of these issues, all of these battles, one would not think that he would have a spirit of giving up. A spirit of, I can't do this no more. Now, I'm not calling the man weak by any means of the imagination, but I am saying that there is something about sticking it out until the end, until understanding that we are winners, that we are successful. And our success ought to be based upon not how much money we have in the bank, not how many materialistic things we possess, but our success should be based upon us being able to help someone and be a blessing to someone. We understand that Jesus said that the Son of Man comes to serve, not be served. And since we are children of God, we too must take on the mantle of servanthood. And taking on that mantle, taking that position, then that will give us entryway, and it will also continue to develop a more meaningful and deeper relationship with God. Now, I know, I hear you talking. You're saying, Reverend Van, what does that have to do with me? Well, let me just make it real plain and simple. In the book of Mark, it says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? So I ask you, what does it profit you to buy houses, cars, boats, clothes? What does it profit you to gain all of these things, but then spend your life in hell, spend eternal life in hell? See, we understand that the same power, the same authority that we will receive once we get to heaven, we already actually have it now. We just need to tap into it. We need to get into a place where we truly understand who God is and our relationship to him. Because of that, then we can say to the world that though, yes, I like nice things, yes, I would like to have some money in my account, but I'm not going to allow my wants to shatter, or to get rid of my needs. See, it's one thing to have your wants met, but in reality, it's about what you need. In this period of transition or transformation for me, I find myself sometimes looking at my closet and saying that I have way too many clothes, because when I get up in the morning or when I'm about to get dressed, I'm going through the different outfits. And in my mind, I'm trying to think about what will work today and what will work for tonight and what's going on with my day, what's going on with what I had planned. And then what I realized is that there was a time when I did not have a lot. So I have to get to a place that I will not allow these wants to outweigh my needs. when we get to the place that we can say, okay, God, it's your will and not my will. When we can get to the place where we understand that instead of going out and buying a brand new car or another pair of shoes, that we can get to the place where we accept and use what we already have. When we get to the place that, as we said before, dealing with our Christmas toys, the thrill is gone. So now we toss it and put it over in the corner, not to deal with it anymore. Until mama comes and say, you know what, we're going to throw some of this away, we're going to donate it. And then that's when we want to start playing with those items again. Well, wouldn't it be wonderful to be in that position, but to really appreciate and thank God for what he has been doing and what he is doing? Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing to honor him and to acknowledge him and to say, God, we love you. We adore you. And we magnify your name. See, this young rich ruler said, God, I've been doing everything that I'm supposed to do. Because it was meaningless. It didn't really have any true meaning. But then when Jesus asked him to give up that money, when he says that, you know what, I need you to get to a place, and where I need to get to, I need to get to your hearts of hearts. I need to get into that inner part of who you are. And that's where I'm going to deal with. And that's where God deals with us. God is so tired of dealing with us on this surface level. But he really wants to dig deeper into our minds, into our hearts, into our soul, and into our spirit, so he can uproot anything that is not like him and plant those things which are like him. See, at the root, at the innermost part of this young man's life, it was money. Money overall. And see, then when Jesus addresses him and talks to him about his money, he gets sad. He gets depressed. And he walks away. And not only did he walk away, but some of the disciples started questioning, well, God, what is it that I need to do? What is it that I need to say? And when we come back from this break, hopefully I can get this song started. Then we can deal with, just as Jesus dealt with, he dealt with his heart. He started dealing with this young man's heart. And he started saying, okay, first of all, let me tell you what's good, what's really good, and not good in the slang kind of way, but what's good. What's good? What's more like him? What is it that appeals, that is like God? What is it that that God can be happy about. What is it that God can be pleased about your attitude? Well, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. This just a real quick break. We ask that you please go get yourself some water, some juice, some lemonade or tea, or get yourself an Arnold Palmer, or try some orange juice and cranberry juice mix. That's a really great drink. So what we're going to do, we're going to ask that you go get yourself something to drink, and we'll be right back. Amen. That's right. God is intentional. Whatever you think, whatever's going on, God is intentionally blessing you and taking care of you. Amen. Okay. Sorry about this. Battery going dead. All right. Here we go. So, we were talking about the fact that God wants us to live a life that will give him honor and praise, and that he, our level of success is not based upon what we can obtain or what we can buy, but how we live. Let me read this to you. Many people think of success in many terms, in terms of money, fame, security, and power. There's nothing wrong with wanting to achieve superstar status in business, the arts, sports, or education. However, celebrity and wealth aren't the only measures of success. We can consider ourselves successful when we respect and value ourselves and our brothers and sisters, how ourselves know ourselves and share what we know with others, and hold on to our ambitions, faith, and confidence no matter what adversities we face. Today, let's stretch our ideas of success to include personal fulfillment and sharing. Let's celebrate everyday victories, like when we assert ourselves, readily admit an error, or tell the truth. Let's also encourage our loved ones to enjoy the success of living to their highest potential. So that's one way that we can deal with success. Let me read something else. A helpful definition for success might be that which manifests our highness, good, and the good of those around us. Therefore, people who are living with honesty, decency, and honor are a success. They may not have fancy cars, fur coats, or diamond rings, but they have something much more important: integrity. Unfortunately, this nation usually defines success in terms of financial gain. Tragically, too many of us have bought into this lie at the price of our health, communities, and ultimately our souls. The sad folks who try to use a BMW as the entry into a society based on material wealth knows this. The spiritless youth who deals drugs and weapons for a few gold chains and a low-riding car must know at some level they are selling themselves along with the crack. We are successful when we are true to ourselves and our purpose. We are successful when we reach out to our fellow men and women and give of ourselves. Unless we can look in the mirror and like what we see, we'll never know true victory or true peace. Let's live with integrity, and our reward will be success. So those are affirmations for colored people coming out of the book, Walk Tall, by Colleen Bryce. We're trying to explain to you, and we pray that it is helpful to you, the fact that God is saying that the level of success that we have, or the way that we look at, we need to change the way we look at having success. That success is not always about those things that you obtain through purchasing, but it's how you live. It is how you govern yourself. Again, we understand that some people will sell themselves out and then want to know, how can I get to heaven? Well, I'm pretty sure, because if you confess, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God raised Jesus from the dead, you are saved. And a lot of people are saved. But a lot of those people are not living a life here on earth as if they are already kingdom or heavenly citizens. See, it's one thing when you as an ambassador, it is your responsibility to go into another nation and represent yourself, but more or less represent the company or the person of authority who sent you. And when you are walking around, there is a piece of land, usually your office or your home, which are governed by not the laws that are in the country where you're at, but they're governed by whatever country is it that sent you. So you can be in one area or in one country, but live according to another. Oh, I hear you, Holy Spirit. So it is. You can live here on earth, but understand that your citizenship is really in heaven. And when you think about it in that way, then you think about the fact that you ought to be living a life. You ought to be, you ought to have faith. You ought to have trust to already know that you are a citizen of heaven. But now it's time to live a life here on earth that will give God glory, that will give him a better understanding, or not give him a better understanding, but allow others to have a better understanding of who you are in your relationship to who he is. So many of us are afraid and ashamed to represent the one who we claim sent us. Yeah, I know you was born in D.C., you was born in Detroit, you was born in Atlanta. If you are not living in those areas, you can still conduct yourself as where you were born. And by doing so, everyone will know who you are. I remember in college, people could tell where you were from by the way you spoke. by the clothes that you wore, by the way that you conducted yourself. And a lot of people used to say, yeah, that's Willie Van from D.C. And I was like, how y'all know? And they said, man, it's just something about your the way you conduct yourself, the way you move. It's just something about you D.C. guys that just move a certain kind of way, dress a certain kind of way. And it was always interesting to me that people could tell. Well, now I'm here on Earth, but I just don't represent D.C. I represent the kingdom of God. So I walk a certain way. I conduct myself a certain way. I look a certain way. Yeah, I was still born and raised in D.C., but I'm really a citizen of the kingdom. And since I'm a kid of the king, I walk in royalty. I walk in authority. I walk with power. And I dress as such. So I challenge you tonight. Who or what are you representing? And what are you calling success? Are you calling your good government job, your 3 or 4 degrees, master degrees? Are you calling success based upon you wearing that Gucci belt, Tom Ford shoes, or that Burberry outfit? Is that what you're considering success? Let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for this evening. We pray that something tonight that has been said, that it will challenge us to be better people. Lord God, allow us to continue on to go over this scripture that we read into your hearing. Allow us not to be like the young man, like the young rich ruler, but allow us to be happy and to be satisfied with you. Lord God, allow us to go back and read and reread that chapter, Matthew's chapter 19. Lord God, I pray that we will come out on the other side better because we've spent time with you. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, we want to give you an opportunity, as always. If you want to press 1 on your phone, we can unmute your mic. For those who are listening to the rebroadcast, you can send me an email at jvann91@yahoo.com. Again, JAYVANN91. Send me an email or a comment. I would love to hear from you. All right. For those who are listening live, is there one that would like to make a comment? Amen. Amen. Of course, we thank God and we give God honor and praise. Let me go through the week. As always, there is a scheduling change now from starting last Monday, but it'll be every Monday from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his queen, Tammy Storr, come and share about relationships, come and share about oneness, that you can learn from them. That's from 8 to 9. At 9:30, Minister Leah Killings comes on from 9:30 to 10. Then it's yours truly every Wednesday night from 8:30 to 9:30. And then on Thursdays from 8 to 9, Bishop George Flint. And then on Saturdays, starting at 1, Brother Joseph Amos Collins. So we thank the Lord for that lineup. If you would like to be used of God, and God has given you a message, a word, the good news to share, or a good subject for you to share, please give me a call, please send me an email, and I will respond. I will connect you with Dr. Storr, and we can go on.
For so long I was silent. For so long I did not have a song to praise. Pressure filled my days, and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me. So still in me. Give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is longing for this moment with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Just say it with me. Come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go. Don't know, have nobody to talk to. But I've made up my mind. I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm going to
I can't
worship.
Lay here and die. I gotta seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing me. I'm
coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm gonna worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm gonna worship.
Oh, he's healing me. Yes, he is.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship you.
I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of every test, every trial, I've made up my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. My heart is long for this moment with thee.